We are getting into hashtag movers and shakers. I've gotten so much love with this feature. And yes, Highfield of Mpumalanga, Angankohlwa, because you guys also show so much love to the feature. It's so much appreciated because we learn so much from these conversations. We really do. And this afternoon, Movers and Shakers meets us up with CEO of Unobukhosi Flowers and Events. That's Mpumelelo Mhlongo. I'm talking about a corporate queen turned entrepreneur, events coordinator and florist. Welcome to Rise FM.
Hi, Sibu.
How are you?
Good, good. Thank you for having me.
First time in studio.
First time in studio. And wait, for something completely different.
Different from what you normally talk about.
Exactly, exactly.
But how crazy is that? From corporate to entrepreneurship, as much as you still have your 9-to-5, how do you handle the shift?
So it is quite tricky. I will not lie to you. However, when you're passionate about something, you just find the time. There's a famous saying that says, you make time for what matters to you.
Yeah.
So when I started this business, it was something that was so special to me. And when I started Unobukhosi, it was through a book that I read during COVID, And fast forward, there was just a name that said to me, Mpumelelo, you are supreme.
Wait,
and I was
Nana.
Like, because I'm a lawful queen.
Listen.
How do we make it into vernac? I was like, Unobukhosi. So whenever I talk to my clients, we bring supremacy, through our business.
I love the confidence. You know, a lot of women, a lot of people actually fear to own greatness. Do I even, deserve to call myself a king, a queen? And here you are, just easily.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely love it. Now, where does the actual love come from? And how do you handle working with people? Because I think that's what a lot of people struggle with. Mundo uyaba nelikhono lokupheka. Athi kuthi, I want to be a cook or a professional cook or professional chef. But to saba labantu, people are very hard to satisfy. How do you deal with that?
Sure. So it really needs someone who is in for it and for the passion. You need to be driven, passion driven rather than being money driven. A lot of us entrepreneurs, we start a business and then it, poofs up because now it's getting a lot of momentum, a lot of hype. And then, 6 months to a year later, it dies down because sometimes our vision is not clear. So when I started Unobukhosi, I started prematurely, I will not lie. And that's a mistake that some of us entrepreneurs make. You start something because you are more passion driven and you've got the clientele, you've got the influence. I work with a lot of people even in my 9-to-5. So when I introduced this business, it looked like it was taking a serious, hike, like we're soaring high.
Yeah.
Like the randellas are coming through.
Malen.
Until it got quiet. And I had to start from scratch. To say, Mpumelelo, why did you start this? In the beginning, in my family, I'm one person who loved doing party decorations, wedding decorations, I love everything about table setting. I like my table etiquette and whatnot. So when I started doing it not like a business and not more like a hobby, another old lady who's, who's late now said to me, I love your work. And because you do it so particularly, I'm a perfectionist. I'm sorry. So I just make sure that I pay attention to detail. So when I started doing this business, she was like, have you considered flowers? So I was like, this thing just gels so well.
Together.
And because I love flowers, I'm a sucker for flowers. And then when I started doing this, I had to rebrand, obviously, because I started doing a lot of research. When I rebranded, I took some time away from social media, away from the business, to learn my craft. So when I presented to the audience, when I presented to clients, it's something that I myself believe in. So it makes the other person to believe in me too and what I do.
Motivational something. I'm captured, and I think that's where a lot of people lose it. When you start something, a lot of people start supporting you. It's new, we're excited, and then you come across a hurdle, Nyana, and it puts you off.
Yeah,
some people give up at that point, and then there's the lesser few who will, you know, restart, rearrange, recalibrate, and head in there, you know, head on. You actually spoke about the vision. Let's talk about the vision, because there's someone out there who's listening. Una 9 to 5, ufuna kupursue what other any other venture, and they have the vision, but they feel like, I think I need to be completely committed to my idea.
Mm-hmm.
When is the right time to leave your job? Because you're juggling the two and you're doing fairly well. Well, from what we see on the outside, when does one fully commit themselves to the vision or the passion? When is it the right time to leave the one for the other? Or multiple streams of income.
To be honest with you, there's no such thing as the right time.
Mm.
When you know what you love, I love, you know, Unobukosi as a business. I love my 9 to 5, you know, as a programs officer within the organization I work for.
Mm.
I love working with people. I love working with young people. But also my vision was, I would love to see, you know, another person smile. There's just something so sentimental about flowers.
Mm.
When you walk into the door and you find...
They just brighten the room.
They brighten the room.
They really do.
And, you know, with COVID as well, post-COVID, you know, having something that's so colorful, it would brighten up the mood, brighten up the day. And I've learned so much through my research that flowers are actually a form of healing.
Are you serious?
Because there's different kinds of plants in flowers that bring healing. There's eucalyptus, you know, that is good even for your chest.
So it's a number of things.
You can just hang it in your shower and take a hot shower. And, you know, the smell, the scent that comes from it is very healing. It's good for sinusitis.
Mm.
There's a number of, you know, healing benefits to flowers. So it's not just, you know, putting them and making your house look beautiful. Well, it is a nice thing, but there's also more to it. We, you know, we give flowers for people who are going through loss, people are getting married, you know, through parties, graduations. Like, flowers just fit into every kind of occasion. So my vision was, if it could put a smile to my face, I want to do it to the next person. And halo, if it brings, you know, that royalty to it, because
Eesh.
Even our packaging says, you are royalty.
Yeah.
You are supreme. So let's just put the ice on, you know, the cherry on top.
On top of the cake. Listen.
You get. So, yeah, for someone who is willing to start a business, I would say there is no time than now.
The present.
Start now. I even have this phrase that it's like, no time like the present.
Mm.
Start now. And if you fail, it's okay. You know,
yeah.
I've been there. You know, when you're dealing with clients, like you asked earlier, others don't like what you do. The reviews are not so nice all the time.
Mm.
And that's what helps you grow. It depends on how you see your business, how you see your perspective. If you always see the glass half full, child, you will grow, because every criticism, every review matters. It is part of your growth. So start now. Start with nothing. Start where you are. You don't have to have the biggest storage to store flowers. Can I tell you that I started at the boot of my car when I started this business? You know, a client will call you now and they want a delivery of flowers. I can't tell them,
I don't have flowers, I'm not around.
You improvise, make it work. But also, if you're passionate about it, you will always find ways to be creative and also to be innovative about it.
I love it. We're talking to CEO of Unobukosi Flowers and Events, Mpumelelo Mhlongo. And when we come back, you know, we got to play Never Have I Ever. So just stick with us. It's Rise FM. We are back. Mpumelelo Pizenkle Gizala enakumelanga. Amelanga nhleke because manje ngimfaka ku hot seat. We're going to play Never Have I Ever. It's not going to get dirty like the ones people play when they are having too much fun. Just a couple of questions. We're trying to get to know you better. And you'll just let us know, Guti, you have ever or you have never done that particular thing.
Okay.
Okay. I love how you're not nervous. In 3, 2, 1. Never have I ever seen a ghost.
Never.
Never. Never have I ever broken a bone.
It depends.
Never have I ever Googled myself.
I have plenty of times.
Have you?
Yes.
Have you Googled your business?
Oh, yes. I do that almost every week.
Is it looking fresh?
It's looking fresh.
It's looking good.
I like the number of followers. It's growing.
I love that. I love that. Never have I ever started from the bottom more than once.
I have plenty of times.
Mm.
And if I were to, I would do it all over again.
Would you?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I'd never. I ain't seen my new beginnings. Never have I ever run out of toilet paper in a public restroom. Never have I ever doubted my business concept.
Never.
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 You were always...
Yeah, and even with all the... challenges, I still stood on par. I stood on business.
I think what I love about you, without comparing you with other florists, particularly in Mbombela, because that's where you're based, it's the creativity. You come up with campaigns. Like when I go through your Instagram, I absolutely love the intimacy. It's not just people holding flowers. It makes me feel like I want a bunch of flowers, and I'm not even into flowers. I really love that. And before we let you go, how do we connect with you? How do we find you, your social media handles, etc.?
Okay, so I'm on the socials, very active. But you can catch me on Instagram. It's Unobukosi_events. And then on Facebook, it's Unobukosi Flowers and Events. And then you can email us, you know, it's a professional.
For those with PAs and secretaries.
Oh, yes. It's unobukosinjoms@gmail.com. But you can start placing your Valentine's orders while stock lasts. We've got hot and hitting, you know, prices, you know, promos for Valentine's. So, walala.
Wasala. It's Mpumalelo Mhlongo from Unobukosi Flowers and Events. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us. I hope the conversation has inspired someone who started the year doubting where they stand with their corporate job, thinking, should I take the leap? It's doable.